It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Are you tempted to toss a few things in a bag and make a quick escape? Elaine LaBalme, who tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, has suggestions for five quick fall getaways to sate your wanderlust. Elaine, great to see you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be back.
All right, New Girl. Time to get out of Dodge before winter bites. The window is narrowing quickly with Thanksgiving a month away, so what do you got for us?
Well, you got what? You got about 5-6 weeks to get out of Dodge. We're just now past the Columbus Day holiday. Thanksgiving is a bit later than usual this year, November 27th. So this is generally a very fallow period, time period during the year for travel. Great off-season rates, lots of deals. Your favorite places are not likely to be crowded by now, right around this time. And something else to keep in mind is that the holidays tend to signal family travel, sometimes family stresses, depending on what your family dynamics are like. So this is really a good time to not only maybe take a quick getaway on your own with that special someone, but just have a little bit of downtime as you prep and get ready for what tends to always be a very busy year end. Seems to get busier every year.
Stressful. Yeah. It can be stressful. How do we avoid the stress?
Well, I think that you pick your spots. You try not to do too much. And, you know, depending on what your family situation is, you choose the spots for when you're going to do family things or when you're going to do something on your own or just, you know, with your immediate family. I think a lot of us just sort of succumb to that pressure of, oh, my gosh, it's the holidays. We have to go see, you know, Dad, Mom, Aunt Flo, Cousin Jenny. You don't have to do it all.
But at least see Aunt Flo because...
If you have an Aunt Flo, you should definitely see her.
Yes.
I'd love to have an Aunt Flo.
You've brought a Fab Five list today. And first up is the Nature Inn at Bald Eagle State Park, a favorite of yours when the time to get on the hiking trails is upon us.
Yeah, because the thing is, I mean, come, you know, November, December, or I should say certainly December and into the winter, the timing will be less favorable. You can still get out there now. Snow's not on the ground. The ground's not frozen. This is a lovely spot. It's in the Pennsylvania Wilds, which is the 12-county region in the northern tier of Pennsylvania. This is a state park in Howard, PA. It is the Nature Inn is a LEED Gold certified property. It's the only one of its kind in a Pennsylvania state park. We've been here a couple times. I have never seen it crowded, even on a weekend. So it's a gem. 20 rooms, but you're going to get in this time of year. Rooms come with a full hot breakfast. These great sitting rooms with board games. They've got a library with books. This, you know, cavernous fireplace. It's the epitome of cozy. And then you walk outside. You've got great hiking trails right out your front door. It's a treasure for birders, as the name would suggest, Bald Eagle State Park. And there are some bald eagles around there. And close by is another terrific state park, Parker Dam State Park, with lots of really neat hiking trails, overlooks, beautiful views. I've enjoyed that one as well. So I love the Pennsylvania Wilds this time of year. And in terms of a toe hold, I like this particular property because for a lot of us, it probably is a little bit chilly to do camping this time of year. So I'd say, you know, book a room at the inn.
Next up is a full-service property in Bedford, PA, a town that you recently suggested for its fall festival.
Yes, you know, Bedford has that wonderful fall festival. I think the 400 artisans and just, you know, oh gosh, what, tens of thousands of people show up every year. It's a huge festival that they had several weeks ago. But the town is also known for its golf, covered bridges, lots of things. And it has this iconic property, the Omni Bedford Springs Resort, which for many, many years, you know, over 100 years, was simply known as the Bedford Springs Resort. The property is over 200 years old. Neat thing there is that they had an over $100 million renovation just a few years ago. So it is as dolled up as the Nature Inn is minimalist. So there's something here for everyone. It is a beautiful setting. Great hiking trails, biking, you can go fishing, wonderful spa, terrific food on the property. But a lot of what I would suggest this place for is just the simple pleasure of going there with your book, you know, sinking into a big high back puffy chair and just reading and whiling the afternoon away and maybe going to have a cup of tea and whatnot. You know, take that walk in the woods, you know, your inner Thoreau, what have you. But it's just it's a terrific spot, and it's, what, maybe 2 hours away from Pittsburgh, easy to get to, and it just feels a world away.
It sounds so relaxing.
Oh, it is wonderful. I've had the great good fortune of being there a couple of times, and it's always been a terrific experience. Top of my list.
We're talking with our travel correspondent, Elaine LaBalme, here on Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. Niagara Falls is on your list. I'm guessing the crowds have gone home by now. Well, it's safe to go up there?
Yes, it is. And it's funny. When I say crowds, crowds is a relative term in Niagara Falls because this, believe it or not, it really is a global attraction. People from all over the world come to see Niagara Falls. So while we won't have perhaps as much of the U.S. crowd there now, the summer travelers and whatnot, there's still going to be a number of people there, but it will be less. So you're likelier to get that room with a view that so many people want to book at Niagara Falls. And there are a number of large hotels that have those rooms that overlook the falls. Not only will you probably be able to get one, you'll get one at a better price this time of year. But you do want to stay on the Canadian side, in my opinion, when you go up there. And the Maid of the Mist is the must. The Maid of the Mist tour.
Say that five times.
There you go. No, I don't think I can. But this is the ferry boat ride, basically. They put you in these ponchos and you got to get ready to get wet because you will get wet. You will get soaked. And it gets you about as close to the falls as you can. And boy, will you feel the pressure of those raging falls even while on that cruise. There's nothing like it. It's a singular experience. The one thing you absolutely want to do when you're there. And of course, the other thing would be is if you have the energy and you should walk out to close to the falls at night so that you can see the falls lit up. They are once again lit up. And it's a really, it's a beautiful light show and a really special moment to see it. And, I think that it's the kind of place where everybody should try to go once, one of those bucket list things. Maybe twice. It's close by. What's that? Maybe a 4-hour drive, if that.
Were they not lit up for a while?
They were not lit up for a while, but they are now.
That's good. Well, yeah. Thank you for sharing that. And now, you like Chicago as a quick getaway, for those who need the bright lights in the big city, but that's not a quick trip from Pittsburgh, is it?
Yes and no. It door to door, it's an 8-hour drive. You gain an hour driving. So
that's right,
theory,
Central Time.
Exactly. So it's only 7 hours. And it's also a very short flight. What is it, an hour and a half? Not even a 2-hour flight. I think it's a fairly easy jaunt. And if you want that big city fix, you're thinking New York, Chicago, go to Chicago. Let's honor the Midwest. You've got some great restaurants in Chicago right now, some of the best in the country. Alinea, True. Spiaggia. It's probably going to be a lot easier to get a reservation now in the fall than if you try to get there during the holidays. And while I have been to Chicago in the dead of winter, I don't necessarily recommend it. I'd say go now. The Art Institute was the Art Institute of Chicago, one of the premier museums anywhere, was voted best museum in the world by TripAdvisor readers in 2014. Not that I wouldn't have pimped it out anyway. It's fantastic. The permanent collection there is unrivaled. Rest your head after all of that sightseeing at the Hotel Monaco, great city center hotel, the epitome of the urban experience.
And maybe catch a game played by Dub Bears.
How are they doing this year, Paul? You would know.
They're kind of like the Steelers, not so great, but not terrible either.
You said that, not me.
Last on your list, certainly not least, is the Tides Inn in Irvington, Virginia, for those yearning to get on the water.
Yeah, and there you go. There's something about the water, especially I think once it starts to get cold and, you miss the beach from the summer and, you're not going to go swimming, but can you get close to the water? Well, this is a terrific little resort property. It's on Carter's Creek, which feeds into the Rappahannock River that goes into the Chesapeake Bay in Southern Virginia. It's a terrific place to stay. And you can still get on the water this time of year. You can go kayaking. You can, get on a larger boat if you want. You can get on a sailboat, take some lessons, sailing lessons, paddle boats. So lots of options to get on the water. If you want to stay on land, they've got a 9-hole frisbee golf course. You can play croquet. If you do late afternoon croquet, you can wrap up with s'mores in the early
evening. Who doesn't love late afternoon croquet? Come on.
Got that gorgeous green lawn there for croquet. It's not like I have one in my backyard, so I got to go to a place like this to do it. Then you grab a bike from the Tides Inn and you go a couple miles down to Nate's Trick Dog Cafe for the tuna steak or the crab cakes. But the rooms are quite large here. They're all done in something of a British colonial style. So you're really doing kind of a neat escape here. What, maybe 6 hours from Pittsburgh? So it's not that far to get to the water, and you can still get on the water. It's just probably a light jacket this time of year. It is warmer in Virginia than it is in Pittsburgh, and they're close to the shore. So I say do it.
Elaine LaBalme is our travel correspondent. She tweets about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town. Elaine, as always, great to see you.
Thank you, Paul.
And thank you for listening to today's Essential Pittsburgh. If you missed any part of our show or would like to revisit past segments, you can go to our website at WESA.FM. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.